Big announcement from BlackBerry coming tomorrow. Will it trigger a comeback for the once dominant smartphone? Joining us live, senior editor of CNET, Dan Ackerman. Dan, good morning. Welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Good to be here.
Now, Research in Motion has really had its hands full in dealing with this problem and that problem with the BlackBerry in recent years after some phenomenal success. Can it regain its mojo here?
Now, unfortunately, I feel like we've been here at least a few times before where BlackBerry comes in and says, oh, we got a great new phone, we got a new operating system, everything's going to be different now, or everything's going to be kind of like it used to be in the good old days, and it's going to be really tough for them to actually deliver on that.
Well, there's a whole new operating system this time, right?
Yes, but that's taken so long to get to people. They've delayed it and delayed it and delayed it that everyone else, whether it's Android or the Apple iOS system or even Windows, they've got new operating systems, too, that might even be fresher at this point.
Now, is this just catch-up then? Is that what they're doing here? They're catching up with all the others? Or is there anything about this that we might find, you know, cutting-edge technology?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what happened the last couple of times BlackBerry has tried to do a refresh like this. And they actually managed to do it fairly successfully. And what I've seen from the new operating system and the new phones, you know, they make a compelling case for saying our stuff is not really way far behind everybody else right now. So if you're a current BlackBerry user and you've got maybe one of those older phones with the keyboards on them, you go, oh, now I feel like I'm not missing out on too much. But they're not creating a compelling reason to switch if you have, say, an iPhone.
Can you get specific about what we can expect to see in the BlackBerry 10?
Well, I think that we're going to see, more apps from the bigger app makers, some of the more popular games and stuff like that, some of the more popular media apps. It's going to have, like, Facebook and Twitter functionality really baked into the operating system, much like you have with an iPhone. And these are all great things to have, but they're kind of things everyone else has already had for a long time.
You know, in technology, nothing seems to last forever, ever, whether it's, you know, MySpace, now Facebook. Even Apple iPhones aren't selling like they used to sell. And I hear a lot of people talking about their Androids now, you know, with a certain envy.
Oh, totally, totally. And the big thing that holds BlackBerry back in the future is you never went out and bought one of these yourselves. Your company kind of got it and gave it to you, so that's just the phone you had. What a lot of companies are doing now is letting you bring your own device to work and hook it up. Now, that saves them money because they don't have to buy everybody a BlackBerry, but people are bringing their iPhones in and they're using them for work also. I don't think that many people are going to go out and buy a BlackBerry in order to take it to work and use it.
Well, you're really not knocked out by this BlackBerry 10, are you?
I feel like everyone is just kind of sitting here going, you've promised us a lot over the years, guys, but you haven't delivered in a long time. We're really not going to give you the benefit of the doubt ahead of time this run.
Fair enough. Now, this release is coming out tomorrow. We'll all get a chance to put our hands on it. That used to be the thing people loved, the tactile feel of a BlackBerry.
You know, that's true, but do people love the big screens more? I think they're probably going to have two different phones, one with a physical keyboard on it, the old BlackBerry style, but one that's just a touchscreen keyboard, kind of like every other big phone out there. So even BlackBerry knows that not everybody uses that physical keyboard anymore.
All right, we find out tomorrow. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Dan Ackerman, senior editor for CNET.